This episode of Star Wars in Character is brought to you by the generous donations of listeners like you. This episode, we'd like to thank Star Wars in Character listener Tracy for her support. Your donation goes a long way to help keep the show running through the year. Thanks, Tracy, for listening and for your generous donation, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
Muff Tech always said, life is like a box of...
This is Star Wars in Character, the podcast that takes a closer look at some of the elements that make up the Star Wars universe. Backstories, histories, and details you never knew, wanted to know, or ever need to know. Now here are this week's panelists of Star Wars in Character.
Today we are talking about Muff Tack. How you say it?
Muff Diver.
Oh. On Tatooine. I'm starting to see a connection here.
What's going on?
Sweaty.
Well, Muff Tech appears in episode 4, A New Hope. These names, I think, are pretty darn good. Ready?
Oh, if I do say so myself.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
My name is Cade Chris.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
You know that one, Dave? Cabe?
Yeah. Is it Cabe or is it Cabe?
I don't know.
I think it's Cabe. Tomato. I don't see a little accent.
Tomato, tomato.
Cabe, that's the... Well, we're going to talk about Cabe. Okay. Not too much, because I'm sure we'll do an episode on Cabe at some point.
And this next name, I apologize, Matt, is really, really bad.
Matt Tack. Muff Matt.
Today I'm joined by Spider-Man Matt.
That's bad. Huh?
Spider-Man Matt?
Because that's what they used to call this character back in 77.
Spider-Man.
A spider.
On the set, he was called Spider-Man and Four Eyes.
He wasn't called Spider-Man.
Oh, and I wear glasses. Okay, so...
See, my joke's going.
He gave me a bad name and insulted me. That's nice.
This maybe these names aren't that good.
No.
We've been about these in a lot than the more recent ones, that's for sure.
How long ago did you write these names, and like, were you like sitting on it for like a week, like, oh, these are the best?
Probably maybe like 2-3 weeks, yeah. to my right, this one's really bad. Chad Dave. You know what Chad is? Dave's looking at his notes.
The country?
I know they hang on Florida ballots.
Cabe is a Chadrafan.
Well, Chad's a planet. Planet that they've been to.
Chad, okay.
Chad's a country in Africa.
Not a corner of Star Wars.
And it's also
Chad's a country down in Africa.
It's also a low.
Ironically, I was thinking that exact line as you were singing it. That's weird.
And Tall's Tim or Tal's Tim.
That's a good one.
See? That's not so bad, yeah.
Does Tim know what that is?
That's what Muff Tack is. Yeah. He's a Tall's or Tal's.
Look at you. All right.
Not a Shorts.
Well,
that was the first and last were good.
That's what counts. So
the ones start between, with a high note, end with a high note. You forget everything else.
Exactly. Hey, Chad, Dave, Chad. Chad, Dave.
Yeah.
Give us some facts about Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Muff Tack.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, like Tim said and Chris said, Muff Tack is a Tal's that was orphaned on Tatooine.
Oh.
Sad.
Little orphan Muff Tack.
Oh.
The two
the sun will come out tomorrow.
Two suns will come out.
That's pretty good, Matt. Here's the real sound effect for you. Not that part. Matt's pretty good.
That was pretty good.
That's not bad.
Matt, can you have David Bowie and Muff Tack have a conversation?
No. Let's just turn cut it off there.
Orphan
Muff Tack.
That's really good.
See, that's his Poggle the Lesser right there. That's
it is, yes. I can't wait for Celebration 7 now. Whatever we do, Muff Tack's now involved.
All right, how about Poggle the Lesser and Muff Tack have a conversation? Go.
Gay.
Oddly enough, I was asking you to take me from behind.
That's good. good. Me and Dave were bored up here.
If at least you two are entertained by this episode, I feel that's an accomplishment.
That was awesome.
That was good. All right, now wait one more time. I want to do Muff Tag and Pago like having like a nice sexual conversation
with Bill Cosby interrupting him.
Yeah, yes. And then Bill Cosby watching the room. Go.
No. What do you know what the
That was good. That was great.
Best episode ever.
What the fuck are we talking about again? I don't even remember now.
Tack.
Little Up Tack. So this to me reminds me of the Tarzan story. He was abandoned on Tatooine and raised by the town folk, like in the cantina people.
Townies.
And he didn't know what he was. Like, there were no other Talses around. So he had no idea what he was. He was just this big white freak.
Like an elf.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's the Gonzo of the Star Wars universe.
That's exactly right. That's a good analogy.
That is good. Yes.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of other stuff like that, and that one's perfect. He had no idea what he was, and he even went to Hammerhead Momon Adon,
and he tied some knots for him.
And because he's supposed to know everything, and even Momon Adon was like, "Shit, I don't know." So he spent his life as like an outcast, but the people who raised him in the cantina, they loved him. He was raised as one of their own, and he would do odd jobs around Mos Espa and Mos Eisley to make a living. That is until he met Cabe.
Cabe.
The very, very female Cabe.
Yeah. Hey, she's a female?
Yeah.
I guess she would be female, but it's a female?
Oh, yeah.
Like Dice Amagon.
Yeah. I'm starting to wonder if the Chalmers Cantina was like a singles bar. Because there's a lot of hooking up going on in there.
There is.
Well, they met each other. They don't really say that they were in love, but they spent like the rest of their lives together. They're like inseparable. And what they did was they were kind of like the Bonnie and Clydes of the cantina and the area. They would do like petty crimes, like pickpocket people, and Cabe was like the brains, and
Muff was the brawn, I guess.
Or? Yeah, like he was the brawn.
Muff Tekka and the brain. Muff Tekka.
Now the weirdest thing that they mention in here is that one of the crimes that they committed is they robbed Jabba's townhouse.
Okay, you're right. That is the weirdest thing. Just the townhouse alone is the weirdest thing that you're going to mention in this article. I agree.
There's a link here for townhouse. I'm curious.
In Mos Eisley, Jabba had a townhouse. This all happened after New Hope, like after the Falcon left, the whole thing with Han and everything. Did you find something, Tim?
I found the Desolik complex, also known as Jabba's townhouse, was a safe house used by Jabba located in Mos Eisley.
Nice.
There's a Jango Fett arena.
What?
Memorial arena?
This is all just a bunch of bullshit.
What's this?
Is his head on a stick or something?
No, it's weird that that Jango Fett has an arena named after him. He got the naming rights. Oh, this is dumb.
I'm just a simple man trying to make my place in the universe and getting an arena named after me.
Yeah.
Well, they went in thinking they were just going to rob it. And while they were there, they found they call this thing a data dot. Do you know what this is, Tim? Is this like a droid?
I don't know. Is that like an old iPad or something?
I have no idea. But this thing, it's some kind of thing. I assume it's a droid that was being tortured to get information on the Rebel Alliance. And they got this thing out of there. They stole it. They rescued it. And what happened after that is they were rewarded by the Empire, and most namely by Tarkin, for handing over this data dot. So basically, Jabba was trying to find out information on the rebellion. They stumbled into it, got the information, and gave it to the Empire for 15,000 credits and travel vouchers signed by Tarkin to go anywhere they wanted.
Oh boy.
So they basically aided the empire. I don't know if they knew exactly what was going on, but they aided the empire. They may have been responsible for the death of, you know, some rebellion.
Manny Bothans.
Manny Bothans. That poor guy.
Shame.
And that's basically the end of their story. They ride off into the twin sunsets together and
hold hands.
No death, no nothing. Now, a lot of this came from a story in a book called Play It Again, Figurin' Dan, The Tale of Muftak and Cabe.
Oh, yeah.
That's a, yeah, that's a tale from the Mos Eisley tale book, right?
Yep.
Great. So that's all in there. Other than that, there isn't a whole lot about him. I mean, there's some graphical information. He was 2.1 meters tall, which I figured is about 6'9". I kind of thought he would probably be taller than that.
Was he Jack Dalton?
He's big.
Yeah.
I mean, he squeezes into that little...
The little booth?
That little booth. Yeah, I mean, he's like towers over everyone around him. It doesn't help that everybody else around him is like tiny, but makes him just look that much bigger.
Where's the backstory where he becomes a bouncer and goes work for the Star Wars bar led by Richard Pryor?
That's not in here.
Oh, okay. Because if you look at the Richard Pryor Star Wars bar skit, he's his bouncer.
He's the bouncer?
Yeah, and he was wearing overalls. I'm not kidding.
In that commercial where he gets drunk and some other aliens have to help him home.
Oh, I have that commercial here for you.
Oh, okay.
Because that to me was hilarious. And I had forgotten about this. You guys talk about these infomercials or PSAs and stuff like that a lot. But there was one. It was put out in 1979. And it's him being drunk. It was put out by the U.S. Department of Transportation. And they had these commercials a lot. Like, friends don't let friends drive drunk.
Right, right.
This was the Star Wars version of that. So I got it here if you want to listen to it. I think it's pretty funny.
When friends drink too much, even in galaxies far, far away, friends don't let friends drive drunk.
It's good. And the thing that's funny about it is that the towels or the muftak that's in there, it's not the same. Like, a lot of the costumes are the same. Like it was on the holiday special and the Richard Pryor thing. This one looks like shit.
My favorite part about that is, like, they just rested a needle in a record and started it up to record the soundtrack for this commercial.
You can hear Chewbacca in the thing. He's not in the commercial.
No.
They're just putting random sound effects in. We'll put it on our Facebook page. It's funny. And he's drunk at the bar, and he kind of, like, slams the bar a little. And one of the Duros has to, like, help him outside.
That's funny.
It's great. It's all grainy and shit. But he didn't have this name like every other character we've basically talked about. He didn't have the name Muftak until he was given that name in the Star Wars role-playing game. They found some, I don't know, there's like, I don't know why all this shit happened on memos in Star Wars, but they found some memo where he was supposed to be named Cullatron.
That's awesome. I like that much better.
It's
Cullatron.
Transformers, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but then he was off talking this other thing. He was about 110 kilograms, which I figure is about 242 pounds. I looked up the Talls species just to see what they were about. And they come from a planet called Alzok 3. And the eyes, the most interesting thing about it was the eyes, because it kind of was thick looking at him, and it kind of reminds me of the Wampa.
Okay.
So I was wondering if some kind of relation, and the only relation is that they also come from a very cold and desolate frozen planet. So the fur is to protect them. But the explanation that they give for the eyes is actually pretty good, because it's something that would happen in the animal kingdom. They have two sets of eyes. The smaller eyes, which are on the top, they use during the day when the sun would be reflecting off of the snow and they wouldn't need a lot of light in. At night, the top eyes close and the bottom eyes open, which are much bigger, and they use those at night to be able to see.
Well, that's pretty cool.
It was a pretty good explanation.
Yeah, but isn't he hot as hell on Tatooine?
It's got to blow.
In that big-ass Wampa outfit or something, you know?
You would think so.
You think he'd shave it down?
Like it
just seems like there's a exactly? There just seems like an unnecessary amount of hair for such a hot place. Considering that his entire species has developed themselves to exist in cold. Someone should have told him to cut that hair.
His girlfriend Cabe should have shaved it for him, you know?
Shaved him.
Well, maybe because he grew up there and he was abandoned there as a baby, that's all he knew. So
like a baby.
Like he was, maybe he adapted to it somehow. Like he didn't know any better. So I don't know.
The Talls, the snow planet. There is an episode in the first season of the Clone Wars that they actually introduce these guys, and the story is actually kind of interesting because they're introduced and they're very like primitive culture, and nobody knows anything about them. So that sort of jibes along with this story. Like they're such an isolated community of natives, I guess, of this one planet that wouldn't get out very much, that the likelihood of people around the galaxy knowing who they are is probably pretty slim. So that actually matches up with the story that you told about people not knowing who he was or what he was.
Yeah, and that fits in with the other stuff that they said about the planet. They said that, and they also said that this was like a primitive society. They weren't too bright, I don't think, in general, but they were a peaceful race, because they said even though like he was big and he had claws and he was scary, they were pretty peaceful and kind.
I like how you say he wasn't too bright. It makes me think he does just scratch his head when Greedo gets shot. Like, hmm?
Yeah.
What does happen?
I laugh every time I see that. And I was going to ask Tim about the Clone Wars thing, because my son has it was one of the Lego sets you get that is a Clone Wars, and it came with a Talls with like some kind of mohawk deal going on.
Yeah.
Is that looks like
Jedi? I think he's like a Jedi Knight.
I don't know. It's part.
You know what? I think in the Clone Wars, the old micro series, I think there was a Talls Jedi, if I remember correctly.
Samurai Jack.
I do think we see one, but in the Legos, yeah, they're like a mohawk. I guess that might have been one of these native Talls on that snow planet, because they had like Indian headdresses and things that they would wear.
Yeah, that's what this looks like. It looks like some kind of headdress. And they did say in like there's a list of famous Talls, you know.
Yeah,
and
all two of them.
He's the only one. I mean, there was like at least 10 of them.
Oh boy.
This is the only one I give a shit about. But there was one that they said did train alongside Jason and what's the Skywalker kid's name?
Jason and Jaina, I think. No, Jaina is one of the Wonder Twins, sorry.
Bucket of water.
Whatever the Skywalker kids,
yeah.
One of these Talls trained under Luke Skywalker as classmates of his children.
Hmm.
And I went, who gives a shit, and kept moving.
I don't give two squirts of piss. Come on.
All I got to say is that if you see Muff Tag at a bar, at a bar in a stool, and his eyes are growing back in his head, Cabe is underneath him.
She's on his...
Which eyes?
Which eyes?
Yeah, all four of them. It was all four. You know, it's really good.
Yeah, there you go.
The character Muff Tag, before I even knew his name, and actually Matt for Christmas sent me all the original trilogy storybooks, but as a kid, so thank you, Matt, for this. As a kid, I'm looking through, I was reminded there's two pictures of Muff Tag in the book. And as a kid, I used to be like, I was fascinated by these pictures, and I would see him, and in my head, I would try to invent like what was his story, like what's this guy's story, and I always thought that he was eating a cigar. It looks like he has a little cigar, and to me, I always thought he was the cigar eater, and that's what I would call him as a little kid, and nobody knew any better, so like, yeah, it's a cigar, yeah, go to bed.
I thought it was a straw. I thought because he even dabs it or like wipes it clean when he's like at the bar.
It is more of a tube. It's like a proboscis, like an insect would have to suck up, you know, from something from fruit or like some
fruit.
Fruit.
The pallies.
Or some regurgitation or something. It is more of a straw. Like I was kind of thought it was like a tooth. It's not really a tooth. It's a tube. It's like made of cartilage, you know, that he would suck it up. And you're right. He does like the first time you see him, he's in two shots for 6.8 seconds. the first shot, he is like dabbing his
dabbing it, yeah.
I think that's the picture that we have on if you look on the Tall's Wikipedia page, it's the same picture that's in the storybook of him with his hand up near his tubi.
Do you think he puts that straw inside Cape?
Maybe.
Maybe he just pulled it out and now he's wiping it.
Yeah, oh. You don't really see what he's doing.
You don't see what he's doing. Blu-ray.
When I was little, I thought that...
We have the Blu-rays. It's not on the Blu-ray.
You can't use that anymore.
I haven't looked there yet.
No, I have. It's not there.
How about Easter egg Blu-ray? No,
it went through all the reported Easter eggs. That's not there.
Up, up, down, left, left, right, right. There it is.
A, B, select, start.
Yeah. Cabe.
When I was little, I thought that he was rubbing that thing to make the noise.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Me too.
So he was going, blah, 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 or Matt's voice.
Hey, I love that.
He's not doing that, though. Because
That's how I'm doing it, though. It only makes sense.
The second
he's playing time, with his tube.
His tube. Like Matt said, the second time you see him is after Greedo gets shot, and he it's really bad. He looks at the camera and goes e-er, and scratches and scratches his head. He's like, WTF.
With the force, what?
With the force.
Oh man!
Wipe the floor with Greedo.
You're so trying to figure out who just shot first.
6.8 seconds, and like every other character, it seems, especially Chancellor Valorum and holding back the tide. Muff Tok wrote an autobiography.
Get the fuck out of here!
Saw that.
Named Sands in Winter.
Number two on the chart.
That doesn't even make sense.
No, and if he's as stupid as they make him out to be, what was he writing anyway?
I just go through it.
He's on
the audiobook.
That was it's a dark and sandy night in Talonese or whatever he is.
I thought the thing would sound like a mouth harp, like that Crambone thing. Crambone. But he looks like the sci-fi, more classic 60s sci-fi characters. Like there's even that one sci-fi character that's like a guy in an ape suit with like a space helmet on.
It was a 3D movie too.
I can't
remember. The hell was that?
That's what he reminds me of. Like maybe that was him.
Bride of the Monster? No, that's not it. All I'm going to think about until trivia now.
Is that an Ed Wood or something maybe?
That's an Ed Wood, but that's not the movie. Damn it.
It's really, I mean, that could be him with the helmet off. Who knows?
Yeah.
But he does look like a spider. And they called him, like Chris said, Spider-Man. He looks like a tarantula. He's got the couple sets of eyes. He's, you know, some form of a Yeti.
Got that sucker.
He's basically like Sully from Monsters, Inc. with a drinking
Kitty.
And I always kind of got, remember from the Looney Tunes?
It's Robot Monster. There. I was not going to be able to concentrate until I figured out what it was.
Robot Monster. Yep. Well, that's what it looks like. That and Gossamer from Bugs Bunny.
People!
Yeah.
But I thought he was kind of scary when I was little, because anything that was monolithic like that, like with size, I was kind of was taken aback. But
it's okay, Dave.
There isn't really too much other than that. Although, when I was watching for him and timing it out and stuff like that, it's right after Greedo gets shot. Did you guys ever notice how fake the Greedo is that blows up?
Yeah, it's like a mannequin with an explosion that goes off in front of him.
Yeah.
And then someone kicks it over from behind.
I'd never noticed that before because I was pausing it, right? You know, pause. And then all of a sudden they show this thing. And it's a cool looking like statue, but it looks nothing like.
Right.
Right. And it blows up. It's in it for like a frame. I mean, it was like probably literally 1/24th of a second, like on the original film or something like that.
Yeah, it's really fake.
As far as behind the scenes, and I was asking you guys if you met these people, have you ever met Lane Liska?
No.
Really?
I believe Lane Liska has, I believe he passed away a long time ago.
Okay.
In a galaxy far, far away.
He was like an animator, like along with like Phil Tippett. Like he worked on a lot of things, but I think he passed away in the late 80s. He's a man of mystery. There's not a whole lot of info out there about him.
All right, because I looked at his credits, and he must not have died in the late 80s because of some of the stuff that he's done. But
oh, so then in the 90s, I'm sorry, it went up to like 96 or 97.
Okay, he was a visual effects guy, like a lot of these guys were. He worked on Warlock. Tim, I saw this one for you. He worked on Caveman with Ringo.
Ringo.
Yeah,
that's right, Ringo.
But then he worked on Battlestar Galactica. But then he did other stuff more, not recently, but after that. He worked on Alien 3 and Masters of the Universe with Dolph Lundgren. But Matt would find this interesting. In fact, the last thing I think that he's credited with doing is that he worked on Back to the Future, The Ride.
Oh, no shit. That's cool.
So I thought of Matt instantly when I saw that. Yeah. We'll probably also do... Who knows? An episode on Nalen Cheel, who was one of the Cantina band members. It's one of the ones that plays like that kind of box that he holds up close to his chest.
Yeah.
That was also Lane Liska. So he had a dual role there. I guess, like we've always talked about, they're taking anybody and throwing a suit on them and saying, yeah, stand there for some shit.
And then years later, have two people stalk you. Sign, please, sign.
Sign.
But as far as Muff Talk goes, that's all that I got.
No,
that's pretty good, dude.
It was good.
I didn't write the shit.
But you said it.
You read it and it was perfect.
Okay.
Matt, you got a website?
I do, don't I? That's a good, damn good question. I do. I'm not sure what it is. Oh, this is that from Celebration 5, that Cantina bar they had set up. They had an awesome Muff Talk. Well, they had a couple characters from the Cantina, and I was looking for a good picture of that because I remember going and my camera battery died like within seconds I got there. So not only did I find some pictures from that, but I found a whole page of like dedicated to pictures of Muff Talk of a lot of different interesting things. There's action figures. There's quite a few of that from Celebration. There's custom Legos, costumes, and whatnot. So it's like a collection of internet Muff Talk pictures that is not. I guess the Google Images may have given you the same result, but this particular page has it of its own. So it is at, what is it? It's a flickrhivemind.net site. So it's again got one of those weird search engine type URLs on it. So it'll be in our show notes on the website.
You know what's weird is I have to admit, I think I got that. There's a two pack of Muff Talk and Cabe that came out a while ago.
It was a mail away, I think.
Yeah. I got that one. Pretty cool, actually.
Is that the only action figure? I did not look up action figures because
it might just be. I took them out and I had them make love to each other.
And that's before you knew there were a couple or different sexes.
Yeah, they made one of the ones from the Clone Wars. I think they made one for him too.
That was good, Muff Talk.
Muff Talk.
Well, Dave.
Yes. I don't want to say that it's trivia if you're going to sing. So can you promise me you're not going to sing?
I promise you I'm not going to sing.
Okay. It's time for trivia.
Star Wars trivia. It's Star Wars trivia.
Trivia.
From the sound book by Ben Burtt. All right. What's the score?
Yay, trivia.
Activia.
Goes right through you.
All right, well, the scores go like this. Tim is way ahead at this point with 22. Ooh,
22?
22.
22?
He has a book there.
Does?
He cheats.
That's true. He does have a copy of this book.
I do have a copy of the book, but I do not.
No one's with him.
I have 13. I'm next. Then Chris with 9, and then Matt with -3.
Yep. 9! All right.
So what is Tim's number? According to the randomizer, as far as
his number is 36.
36.
Oh, I'm 36.
That must be A New Hope.
That's supposed to be 37. It's from Clerks, I think. Isn't that what it is?
Oh yeah.
You know what? That Star Wars.
I'm gonna go.
I'm always afraid to do more than three, but I'm gonna do four.
I'm so smart. I'm gonna do four.
Why are you teasing Tim?
I know. Oh, look at this. Picture of Monterey.
Is there?
No. Yeah, there's Cabe. Where we at? What we got?
We are on.
What number is this?
36.
All right. 36. Tim has bet four.
36.
Let's hear it.
And Matt, you did roll the dice, right?
Yes.
Alrighty, here's 36.
Get the fuck out of here.
No. Seriously?
I swear to God. Tim, turn to page 77, and there it is. There, 36.
See, here's the thing is I don't want to open the book, but I'm going to say Muff Talk. Is that Muff Talk?
Yeah. Right there, 36, picture right there, Muff Talk.
What the heck?
As soon as I turn the page, I put it to David and go, look at this.
Oh, shit.
Tim gets the easiest shit.
That is easy.
The planets
should
are aligning.
Should we redo one for Tim?
No, that's
the luck of the draw, man.
The planets are aligning for Tim to win trivia.
Yes, for once.
Fine.
26, Tim, you got.
Wow.
All right. What is Matt's random number?
My random number is 30. Please be Muff Tech again.
So that'll also be Hope. What do you want to bet, Matt?
I have to go five. I got to get out of this freaking hole. Either go get out of this hole or just have like the highest negative or the lowest negative number we've ever had. Either way.
All right. So five will put you back at positive two if you get this.
Oh, boy.
Fast Chip. You've never heard of the Millennium Falcon?
Is that Muff Talk?
Who is that? Who is that and what's he talking about?
I'm guessing it's Han Solo and talking about the Millennium Falcon, maybe.
Wow. Now, are we going to get these easy ones too, Dave?
That's like the joke you always make. I'm Han Solo, Captain of the Millennium Falcon.
It is, actually. Matt got it.
Finally. Well, I'm still in negative numbers, though, right?
No, you're a positive two now.
Oh, I'm positive. Oh, sweet. Okay. Oh, God. That fucking is going to haunt me.
It's callback.
Nice.
Jesus Christ, these are simple.
Well, we went last episode, we got hammered, and now, you know, there's these two are easy. So, I mean, the book is at least fair in that it's you don't know what you're going to get.
Right. It could be surprising.
The book is a box of chocolates.
That's right. Yeah. Mama said they was my magic shoes. Mama said they'd take me anywhere.
Muff Tech always said life is like a box of
and it was.
Oh, Matt, I love that sound of yours.
That'll be in the next Christmas special somehow.
Oh, it has to be. As the reindeer. What's Dave's number?
Yes.
Dave's number is 221.
Ah, Christ.
Yeah, that's right at the end.
I don't want high numbers. We had two in the 30s, 221. That's got to be at least Sith or something like that.
Why do you seem so angry?
I can't
bet. The Sith Lord?
221.
What movie?
I want to say Clones.
Honestly, it doesn't fucking matter.
We might have had this one. The picture looks familiar.
Oh, wait. 221, I can tell you. I've been writing them all down. Hold on.
I think Matt had this one.
We have had this before.
Okay.
So you need a new number.
Good. I probably still would have gotten it wrong, but that's still not fair.
Your new number is 10.
Ooh.
Ooh.
What was that, Krista? What was 221?
It was, and I'm playing it right now after I get there. I go.
Oh, yeah, that fucking one.
The clone trooper shooting, whatever. All right, we're going to 10.
10 has got to be A New Hope. In fact, I know, like, I think in that book, like, the first several are just like introducing the characters. So this is probably like C-3PO going, "Hey, I'm C-3PO.
Is he Italian?
Yeah.
Look at my golden dick. Yeah. Look. Yeah. Stare at it. I know. I get it all the time.
It's on the Topps card.
Come on. Look at that dick.
God.
All right, I'm bet five.
Jesus Christ. All right, hold on. What was Tim's? Muff Tack.
Muff Tack.
What was Matt's?
Han Solo.
Here's yours.
Yeah.
Fucker. I'm going to get something hard. Ready?
Dick.
You fucker.
So, or is it just Darth Vader? It just says
Darth Vader what?
Breathing?
There you go.
Now, the answer is, what model respirator is that recorded from?
I can't even hear what mine is. Watch this.
All right. Well,
watch this.
Matt'll pick your number.
What's my number?
Tim, are you taking care of him again? Like he
does. Yep.
He does.
I've seen you take care of Chris before.
Okay. Your number is 116.
Ooh, okay, 116.
That doesn't sound too bad.
It doesn't.
Let me see if we've not had that. Okay.
Might be an empty.
Maybe Jedi. You have 9 points.
116. 116 will be in Empire.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
I don't like that sound.
You have 9 points right now.
I'm a Wampa.
Look at my Wampa dick. Come on.
Tim,
what's with you and animal dicks?
Tim loves his dick.
A specific rating on our podcast. I can say dick.
Dick in character.
Dick in
dick is this dick.
Did you say dick in Tim?
Yeah.
I thought so.
Fuck it. See, you guys all had easy ones, man. Mine's going to be. I'll go four.
Four.
Four?
I'll go four.
All right. Prepare thyself for 116. Penis.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I looked at this and I was like, looking at the picture. I was like, this is either going to be really easy or really hard. It's not really easy.
That's what she said.
Do you want me to play it one more time?
Yeah, just for shits and giggles.
Okay, here's the shits.
I have an idea. What was the giggles?
There it is. There's my giggles.
It sounds like the probe droid like hovering over Hoth, but it's not because I don't hear the mem independent. I don't hear that. So I'm going with the probe droid flying over Hoth.
That now that needs to be your sound effect. Mem. The probe droid.
Mem independent.
Well, I will say this: that is not the probe droid.
Oh my God.
And I feel bad because, yeah, we all got really easy ones. This is the Emperor Hologram Hologram Ambience.
Okay.
So this is the stuff that's playing behind him while he's talking.
Background noise.
The son of Skywalker must not become a Jedi.
Oh, my God.
Start giving the music. Does this hood make me look fat?
No, your face does.
That was rough.
That was rough.
All right, well, Tim has 26, I have 18, Chris has 5, and Matt has 2.
Woohoo!
I got 5? What's Tim got, 26?
26.
I'm out. 26, eesh.
Can me and Matt add our points?
Yeah, right? Can we be our own team?
Come on the same team with Matt? No.
I might bring you down, though. I've been in negative more than positive.
Oh, you know what? And I never thanked Matt, I don't think, for my prize from winning the last trivia, did I?
I got a text message from you.
I don't know.
You were, did I tell you what it got me?
Yeah, there's little magnets or something of underoos.
Yeah, underoos.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It was cool.
Boba Fett and Yoda underoos.
Magnets.
I wish I had the underoos. I'd wear them right now.
I was actually trying to see if I could get real underoos, but they're like $100 and up, so fuck that.
Wow. Really?
Well, that's what they're asking for on eBay. I don't know if that's what they're getting for, but they were getting it from me.
Are they used?
God. And I didn't think to look at those details at those prices.
Boba Fett is really neat.
I have a brown streak on my seat. And Tim's penis makes a popping noise.
I still have to get Davis prize. I haven't been able to find the right thing yet.
Mm-hmm.
I got you a gift.
What'd you get me?
The Luke action figure.
That's right. The Luke and Hoth on the vintage carding, you know, like the newer version. It's very nice. I left it in the package.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you're gonna open it or leave in the package.
No, I just because I know how you are, I did it in honor of you.
Thank you very much.
Right.
Well, I guess that's it for this episode of Star Wars in Character featuring Muff Tack. Muff. Join us next time.
I was waiting all episode for you to make some kind of Muff reference. It took you till the very end of the closing statement.
Yes. I think Dave mentioned something about Muff earlier. Muff
Eater. Yeah.
Muff Diver.
Muff Diver.
Oh, yes. It. Yes.
Join us next time when we want to Muff Dive this guy. Sayo Bibble!
Thanks for listening to Star Wars in Character. Star Wars in Character is part of the NeoZaz.com network of podcasts. For more great podcasts and original entertainment, please visit www.neozaz.com. Star Wars in Character is not affiliated with nor endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox. Star Wars and all Star Wars universe characters, places, or Star Wars-related items are the copyright of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. Visit www.swic.neozaz.com for the latest Star Wars in Character episodes and information.